Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Bet near the bottom of the Amud. And as promised, we're now going to take a look at a general question about our Mishnah, Mimena An. Who is it to compile the list of those who do not have a Chelek Olam Haba and are on our list? Amar Ravashi, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Min HaUm. It was Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Min HaUm. Yonam Rav, Bikshu Olim Not Echad. They wanted to add somebody else, meaning another king of Yehuda. You'll see, Ba Dmuti Yogno Shel Aviv, so his father's image, and now we'll see which king it is, it's really Shlomo. His father's image, meaning David, came in Ishtacha Lifnehem, and bowed before them, begging them not to put him, V'lo Yishkichu Alav, they did not pay any attention. Ba Esh Min HaShamayim V'lichacha Esh B'Saf Salehem. Fire came down from heaven, and burned up and singed their benches, V'lo Yishkichu Alav, they paid no attention. This is very similar to the story of Rabbi Lazar and the Tanrosh Alachnoi. Yatzabat Kol v'yamra lahem. So Bat Kol came and quoted the pasuk Chazita Ish Ma'hir b'Melachto, Frem Melachim Yatzev Val Yatzev V'nei Chasukim Chasukim. That you see a person who's very diligent about his work, he'll stand before kings. So meaning Mishikdim Beiti LeBeito, the one who put my house before his house. There's a Shlomo who built the Beit HaMikdash before he built his own palace. Lord Elah Shebeiti Banav Sheva Shanim. He was diligent. He built my house in 7 years. Uveito Banav Shloshrei Shana. And he built his house. Took him 13 years. If Nei Melachim Yatzev, he should be standing with Melachim. But Yatzev Nei Chashukim shouldn't be standing in front of the dark ones. Meaning, he shouldn't be on this list. This whole pasuk and drasha. And again, Velo Yishkichu Alav. They didn't pay no attention. They paid no attention to this request. It's Abad Kol Bema. Another Bad Kol came out and said, "Pasukin Yov Hamimcha Yishalmena Ki Maasta Ki Atativchar Velo Ani." You're going to choose him, and not I. And that's how he made it off the list. Or Sheri Shemota Yomrim. There are Darshanim who would say, "Kulan Ba'im Lo Lama Ba." All of these kings come to Lama Ba. Shemar Li Gilad Veli Menashev Afraim Ozvashi Yehuda Machokekis Moav Tzirach Tziv Aladom Eshlich Nali. Alai pleshet throw I. Ligilad. Okay, so what's the drasha on these two psukim? That God says, I have the Gilad. Ligilad, ze Achav. Why is it called Achav Gilad? Shenafal b'ramot Gilad. Where did Achav eventually fall in war in Malachim Bet? Perakhav Bet, at the end of Malachim Bet. He fell in Ramot Gilad, in the famous war of Ramot Gilad, when Yehoshaphat was with him. Menasheh kemashma'o. Menasheh is the king Menasheh. Ephraim Ozashi, who's that? Ze Yeravam. Why is Yeravam? Because the Ka'ati me Ephraim. He is an Ephrati, and he comes from Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokaki, who's that? Ze Achitofel, the lawgiver in Yehuda. Ka'ati me Yehuda. Moav Sirachzi, who's that? Ze Gechazi, why? Shalaka al Iske Rechitza. The fact that Rachatzi is mentioned here. So it was Gehazi that in the context of the story of bathing, of Naaman's bathing in the Ardain, that's where Gehazi got his punishment. Al Edom, Ashlich Na'ali, what's that? Zed Doeg Ha Edomi. Edom. Alai Pleshet Yitro'oi, what's that? Amrum Lachashem V'nekosh Baruch Hu, V'no Shalom. Im Yavod David Sharagata Plishti V'orishet Panecha Gat. If David comes, who killed the Plishti, it's Alai Pleshet Yitro'oi, and bequeathed to his children the city of Gat by Gdid and Goliath, Mata Oselo, what are you going to do? Amar lahan alai lasotan reidim zelazai. I have to make up. So all these people eventually are being olam haba, and they all make up. Okay, continuing in Yirmiyahu Chet, madu ashava ha'ama zerushalayim mishuvani tzachat. Meaning it has, that's not pshat, but it has a strong or eternal answer. Rav tshuvani tzachat heshiva knesset Yisrael la'navi. So Am Yisrael had an answer for the Navi, of why they were doing what they were doing. Amar la'Navi Yisrael, the Navi said, Chizu b'tshuva, Avotechem shechatu echanem, your ancestors who sinned, they're not here anymore. Amru lahem, so their answer back was, Unevi'echem shelo chatu echanem, where are the Nevi'im that didn't sin? They're not here anymore either. Shenemar avotechem ayehem, unevanevim ala olam yichyu. Amar lahem, so he answered, Avotechem chazru v'hodu, your ancestors did tshuva. Shenemar ach tvarai v'chukai shetziviti et avadai anevi'im. So that was his answer back. Shmuel Amar, Bawa Sarabne Adam v'yashvu lefanav. 10 men sat in front of Yirmiyahu. Amar lahan chizur b'tshuva. Amrulo, he said, Evid shemachro rabo v'shashigur shabba'ala. Klum yish lezel ze klum. Does God have any claims on us? After all, he divorced us. He sold us. If a master sells his slave or a man divorces his wife, what kind of claim does he have on her? So that's why he told them, I never divorced you. I never wrote you such a get. Why is Nebuchadnezzar called a servant of God? The answer is, God knew that Israel are going to come with this claim of saying, you sold us to Nebuchadnezzar. You have no claim on us. We don't have to do tshuva. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu in advance called him my slave. Why? If an Eved buys something, Eved lamina chasim, who owns the Eved? Who owns the Nechasim? The answer is the master. If Nebuchadnezzar is a slave of God, then it means that Am Yisrael still belongs to God. That which you are thinking will indeed not happen, says Yechezkel. That Hashem says, you say we're going to be like the other nations and we're going to worship rocks and wood. I'm taking an oath that I'm going to rule over you, even if it means with violence and oppression. So Rav Nachman said, halavai, God would be that angry at us and punish us, but still would redeem us. What does that mean? The Navi said, chizur b'tshuva. Amrulo, ein anu yicholin, we can't. Yitzhar asholet panu, the Yitzhar controls us. Amrulahem, yisru yitzrechem, oppress your Yitzhar. Amrulo, Elohav Yorenu, said, so let God show us how to do it. Okay, that's the end of the section of the Malachim. And now, Arba'ahed Yotot, who are the four citizens don't have a chelik alamba? Bil'am, Doeg, Achitof, V'Gechazi, those are the four. So we're going to look at each one of them and their stories, and spend the most time, starting with this podcast, but not concluding with it, about Bil'am. So if you need to take a look at the story of Bil'am in Bamidbar, Perek Chaf Bet, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, and Chaf He, and then in Perek Lamed Aleph, and then take a look in Yehoshua, Perek Yod Gimel. Now, Bil'am, the drush on his name is below Am, no nation. Davar Acher, Bil'am, Shebala Am, he destroyed a nation. Ben Ba'or, why is he called Ben Ba'or? Sheba al Ba'ayar, meaning he had relations with his own donkey. Tana, and then we have one of these associations of identifying different people as being the same. Hu Ba'or, Hu Kushan Rishataim, who's the first bad king in Shoftim, who oppresses Am Yisrael. Hu Lavan Harami, by the way, they're all from Aram. So whenever Chazal do this, when they take three different characters and identify them as being the same, they always identify that one of them is the real name and the other two or three, however many other, are nicknames because of things they did or traits they had. Ba'or, why is he Ba'or? Shabal Ba'or, Bayar. Kushan Rishataim, De'avad Shtei Rishayot Yisrael. He did two bad things. Achat B'mei Yaakov, that's Lavan. Achat B'mei Shvot HaShoftim, that's Kushan. Uma Shmo, Lavan Arami Shmo, his real name is Lavan. Now, K'tiv Ben Ba'or, when Bilam speaks, he says, he's introduced as Bilam Ben Ba'or. When he speaks, he calls himself Benovaor. So Amar Yochanan, Aviv Benohu lo Benviut. You have to remember the tradition that any time that we have a Navi's name and his father's name, that means the father is also a Navi. But the idea is Benovaor is that his father is like his son in Neviut, meaning he was superior to his father in prophecy. Bilam hu alma da'ati. Wait a second. You take a look at our Mishnah and you say, oh, Bilam is the one who doesn't come to Lama Bahachrini. All the other ones do, all the other non-Jews do. Atu, manit mani Rabbi Shua, so our Mishnah must follow Rabbi Shua. Tana Rabbelezer Omer, and this is a very big dispute. Yashuv Rishaim L'Shaola, all the evil ones go to Sheol, meaning they don't arise. Kol Goyim Shecheche Elohim, all the nations who forgot God. Or all the nations that do forget God. It's a different read. Yashuv Rishaim L'Shaola, meaning Elu Poshe Yisrael, those are the Jews who are wicked. Kol Goyim Shecheche Elohim, Elu Poshe Goyim, which really ends up meaning all the nations, Divrei Belezer. So Belezer says, nobody of the other nations goes to Lama Ba, and only the righteous Jews go. Amar Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua said back, V'chi Namar B'chol Goyim? It doesn't say B'chol Goyim. Anamar Ela Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim, only the Goyim that forget God. Ela Yashuv Rishoyim L'Shol Amanihu Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim. Who is it that's out? Only the nations that forget God. So therefore, other non-Jews will come to Lama Ba. Be'afo Torah Shah Natan Siman Be'atzmo. Even Bilam recognized that he may or may not go to Lama Ba, and he made it a Siman, as the following. He said, Amar, Tamot Nafshi Mot Yisharim. He said, may I die the death of the righteous. Meaning, Im Tamot Nafshi Mot Yisharim. Then the rest of the pasuk is, Tehi Achritok Achriti Kamohu. Then my end should be like theirs. Meaning, if I die a natural death, like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov died in bed with their family around them, then I will have the end like them, meaning I'll have Olam Haba. Bimla, but if I die an unnatural death on the battlefield, in Olech Lami, then I'm going to my nation, meaning I'm going the way of the rest of my nation. No Olam Haba. Okay, back to the story. At the beginning of the story, it says that Bnei Yisrael came into the area of Moab, and so the king of Moab and the elders of Midian together conspired, and they sent a delegation together to Bilam. Tana, Midian and Moab lo yeh lahem shalom ba'olam. They never got along. Mashal shnei klavim shayu ba'eder. There were two dogs in one herd or flock. They hated each other. They got each other angry. Baz eval achad, a wolf attacked one. Amar ha'echad, the other one said, im eni ozor, if I don't help the other guy, hayom horegoto, machar ba'alai, he'll kill him today, come after me tomorrow. Achushtem argu azev, they got together, they killed the wolf. In other words, Midian and Moab, much as they hated each other, they were more afraid of Am Yisrael. Amar papa, hainu damrinch, that's what people say, karkushta v'shunra avdu hilula mitarba devishgada. The rat and the mouse, the rat and the cat, who are natural enemies, nonetheless made a party out of the fat of the bad luck, meaning that they had a third enemy and they conspired together to beat them. Now, we are Vayishvu Sarei Moab im Bilam. So the delegation came to Bilam and said, this is what we're offering you. And he said, Linu po alai, let's stay here, and I'll find out what Hashem says to me, whether he lets me go. And it says that Sarei Moab stayed there. Sarei Midian Echan Azul. What happened to the elders of Midian, who were part of the delegation? Came and Amar Lehu, Linu po alai, v'shavotchem davar, kasher yibar adonai ilai, amru, klum yashav, stonei p'no. So when Bilam said, let me see what Hashem, Yud Kevavke, says to me, so the Midianim said, is there any father who hates his son that much? Would Hashem sell Bnei Yisrael down the river? This ain't going to work. So Rav Nachman, chutzpah, so Rav Nachman says, points out though, because remember, that night Hashem came to him and said, he can't go. Bilam came up the next morning and said, Hashem said, I can't go. So they offered him more money. The next night he said, can I go? And Hashem said, yes, you can go. Rav Nachman says, chutzpah, afilu klapesh shmaya mahani. Chutzpah will work, even klapesh shmaya. Why me karaktiv lo tadechi mahem? Usoktiv kum lechitam. Then Hashem receded, because Bilam pushed the issue. Sheshet chutzpah machutav lo tagahi. He says, chutzpah is like a king without a crown. What does he mean? Tichtiv, anochi ayom rachum ashoach malach varashim ha'ele v'nei tzuriyah kashim imeni. At the funeral for Avner that was killed by Yoav after David had began a peace treaty with him, representing the north, at the beginning of Shmuel Bet, David had to make it very, very clear to everybody that he had no hand in this. It was not a setup. And one of the things he said was that I am king, but I'm young and I'm soft, and these b'nei tzuriyah, who are my cousins, by the way, are tougher than I am, meaning I'm sort of subservient to them. So it's like the chutzpah of Bnei Tzuriyah, of Yoav especially, was like a king without a crown. Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam chiger braglo achataya. Another agadah of Bilam. Bilam was lame in one leg. Why? Shenemar vayelech shefi. When Bilam went off for one of the attempts to curse, he says he walked shefi. And the drasha is, he walked with a limp. So therefore, Shimshon mishtei raglav. Now this takes two leaps. This is when Yaakov is blessing his children on his deathbed, and the bracha to Dan is Hidan nachash ale derech shvifon ale orach. Now shvifon is a kind of snake. But the way they're darshaning it is, so Dan is going to be double shef, double lame. And who is the nevuah of Dan about? Traditionally, it's about Shimshon, who's of course the most famous person to come out of Shevet Dan. Bilam suma bachat meinav haya. Bilam was blind in one eye. Shenamar. Shetum ha'ayin. When Bilam speaks about himself, he calls himself the one who sees with one eye. Kosem b'amato ayan. He used to use his member for wizardry. How do I know that? Tivach ha'nofel gu'enayim. He talks about himself and says, I fall down with my eyes open. Tivatam in Esther, it says, v'aman nofel al amita. Haman fell on the bed. And that, of course, has sexual a connotation. Itmar marzutra amar kosem b'amato haya. He had a different, he said he was a wizard using his member. No, you know what it means is that he had relations with his own donkey. We had the pasuk. Hidarshin the nofel differently. In Bilam, one of the beautiful brachot he gave about Am Yisrael was that it's a lioness who is laid down to sleep. Who's going to try to wake her? Karashachav kari. Tivhatam, bein ragoya karashach nafal shachav. That's the story, of course, about Sisra and Yael in the Shirat Torah, which Chazal interprets famously in Masechet Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, as being about the many biot that Sisra had with her that night that she seduced him in order to get him. Okay, continuing on in the self-description of Bilam, he calls himself Yodea Da'at Elyon, the one who knows God's knowledge. The question is, Hashta Da'at Behemta Lo Havayada. He didn't even know what his donkey knew. Simple pshat in that, of course, is that the donkey knew there was an angel in front of him he didn't know. Da'at Elyon Havayada, but the way they read it is that he didn't even know what his donkey knew. How could he know what God knows? So let's see what it means. My dot bamto, what does it mean? To Amrilay, they said to my time alorachvat susya, why don't you ride on a horse? Amrilahu, shadai lahu biritiva. So he said that I left it out in the swamp to eat, to go get forage for food. Amrulay, so the donkey said, Halo anochi atoncha, aren't I your donkey? Why are you hitting me? The Tina Baoma, I'm there just for cargo. Asherachav ta'alai, and you ride on me. Akrai Baoma. In other words, I'm not so close to you. Miodcha de yomazep, since ever till now, Lord Elashani Oselacha Masei Yishut Balayla. Not only that, but I even behave with you like a spouse at night. In other words, they sleep together. Tivacha skeni skanti, how do I know that? Because the donkey says, when the donkey's mouth is open, haskeni skanti, meaning would I ever have endangered myself? But the drush is uchtiv hatam hotilo sochenet. When Avishag is brought to me, the consort of David, it says she's a sochenet. The same word. Okay. Elamai yodea da'at elyon. So what was the da'at elyon that Bilam had if he was so dense even about his own donkey? Shayodea lachaveno tasha asha kodesh baruch hu koeis pa. Famous Haggadah, the beginning of Brachot, repeated here with a slight variation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day for 1 minute, and Bilam was the only one who knew when that minute was. That's why in Micha, the famous Nevuah about Bilam, he says, Ami zechor na ma ya'atzba alak malach wa ben atol ben b'or, Bilam ben b'or, min ashiti. Remember the story, Ela Gilgal. Neman da tzidkot Adonai. Know the story so you should know all the kindnesses of God. What does that mean? Ma'ala man da tzidkot Adonai, ma'alhen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, du'na kamat tzidkot asiti machem. You should know how kind I was to you. Shelo ka'asti kolotana yamim. Throughout that entire period, I withheld my daily anger. Maybe I'm a rasha. Because if I had been angry, had my daily moment of anger, Am Yisrael would have been wiped out. Meaning, had Bilam been able to curse Am Yisrael, and he knew that exact moment, it would have been so effective, he would have killed us. Bilam and Balak. That's why Bilam says to Balak, when Balak says, what are you doing? He says, Ma'akov lo kabal kobo'el. How can I curse if God hasn't cursed? Meaning God has removed his anger and curse from the right now. Now, El Zoim B'chol Yom, Pasuk in Tehillim, V'chama Zamo Rega. How long is his anger? A moment. Shemarki Rega B'yapocha Yim Ritzono, the Pasuk in Mitzvah Shechanukat Abayit. He bayit Eima, Lech Ami Bo B'chadarecha, Uzkord Latecha Ba'adcha, Chovi Kimat Rega Ad Yavor Zam. Yishayahu says, go hide in your houses, and wait 1 moment till the anger passes. Eimat ratach, so when is this moment? Tlatshai kamaita. So now we're going to get a little clue. It's in the first 3 hours of the day. Kichava kabalta de tarnagola, when the rooster's cob is all white. Kol shaita v'shati nami chava, it's always white. Shaita shaita ipe suraiki sumki. It always has red stripes. Ha'hi shata lepe suraiki sumki. That moment, it has no red stripes at all. It's all white. Okay, ahum mina, the story about a Christian, the Hamishivuta Rabbi Shimon Levi. He's in Rabbi Shimon Levi's neighborhood. Having come at Sirely, he bothered him, probably with psuki, with the challenges about religion. Yomachad naka tarnagolta. So what did Rabbi Shimon Levi do? He took a rooster. Vasalei bebekare, he tied it to the bed. Vaotiv, and he sat there. Amar kimata ushata. When that moment comes and I see the purely white cob, ilte, I'll curse this guy and be done with it. Kimata ushata. When that moment came, nimnem, he fell asleep. I see that it's inappropriate for me to be doing this. Literally, punishment for a tzaddik is not good. The idea here is punishment administered by a tzaddik is no good. Even about these meaning, these sectarians, I shouldn't do that. Our mayor has a fundamentally different take on this daily anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something built in the cosmos that happens every day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to remove it. But rather, it's Hashem's reaction to the daily worship of the sun by these kings that take their crowns off their head and they bow down to the sun. Okay, Vayakom Bil'am Baboker Rechavoshet Atono. Bil'am got up and he saddled his own donkey. From Hashem and Elazar, Havam Vatelet Shurashon Dula. So this tradition, that when you very, very have great love, you cancel out all of the trappings of greatness. Mi Avraham, you see that Avraham himself saddled his own donkey, even though he had servants, because he so much had great desire to go to the Akedah. Sinam v'atel shura shogdula, and hatred is the same thing. Mi Bilam, because you see Bilam also, in spite of the fact that he had servants and everything, he saddled his own donkey. Another lesson from Bilam. You should learn Torah even for the wrong reason. Because it'll eventually lead to the right reason. How do we know? What's this talking about? If you look in the story of Balak and Bilam, you'll see that Bilam ordered Balak to build a Mizbeach at each one of the three sites. Seven Mizbachot, sorry, at each one of the three sites. He tried to curse him, and each Mizbeach he put an ox and a ram, Parva Ayil, which totals 14 at each site, total of 42. Now Balak was doing this for a terrible reason. The result of it was that he had a descendant of Rut, which means ultimately David. Now we'll figure out how this goes. Rut Bitoshal Eglon. Ben Benosha Balak Melech Moav Haita. Eglon, the very fat king who was killed by Ehud with the dagger in Shoftim Gimel, was a descendant of Balak. Now that makes sense, the lineage, the dynasty there of Moab. And Ruth, according to tradition, was a daughter of Eglon. She was a princess. I'm the Rav of Amari. K'tiv Yetev Elohim Et Shem Shlomo Mishmecha V'Yadel Kiso Mikisecha. When David on his deathbed announces that to stop Adoniyahu from his early grab of the throne, he names Shlomo as the king. The people around him say Shlomo's name should be greater than yours. Is that appropriate to say? So Amarlei Me'ein. So the answer was, he didn't say Gadol Mishmecha, mean greater than your name. Gadol Mishmecha, you should be great from your name. Kamarlei. That's what Batsheva said. If you don't say that, Ya'el, famous pasuk praising Ya'el in Shirat Tvorah, says she's more blessed than the women in the tent. Simple pshat is other Bedouin women. The drasha is Nashim Ba'al Maninu, Sarif Kor Chavaleah. That's the drasha. Rachel Be'marachi, should we say Yael is more blessed than the Imahot? Ela Me'ein. Tavarach Minashim means she's blessed from them, not more than them. The two ways to read the Mem. And they're both legitimate grammatic reads, although in both of our cases, it really seems to be a Mem of comparison. More blessed. Hachina Me'ein Kamar. So Pligat Rabbi Yosef Rachoni, but Rabbi Yosef Rachoni disagreed with that. A man is jealous of everybody except for his son and his student. How do we know that a man is not jealous of his son? We learn that from Shlomo in this exact case where Bathsheba said his name should be greater than yours, and David was happy to hear that. So she really did mean it. How do we know that a man is not jealous of his student? Because what did Elisha ask of Eliyahu? I want to have double your spirit on me. Or from when Moshe gave his spirit generously to Yehoshua, even though Yehoshua is his Talmid. Okay, we'll stop at this point and pick it up with more of our discussion about Bilam in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.